It was a very spooky sound. No, let me rephrase that. It wasn't a spooky sound. I mean, not like coyotes howling or something like that. It was kind of spooky to be awakened in the deep dark of the night, but the sound itself wasn't spooky. It was the sound of dogs having a blast, having fun, barking and running loose and enjoying the savage delight of being, well, dogs, you might say. And that was a little spooky because on our outfit, dogs are not supposed to be barking and running loose at night and having fun. So, was it spooky or not? I don't know, let's skip it. The point is that I heard the sound of barks dogging and came ripping out of a, well, maybe it was a deep sleep. In spite of Drover's hiccuping and so forth, it appeared that I had managed to catch a few winks of frozen sleep, and I was now wide awake and ready to go plunging into red alert. I barked. Boy, howdy, did I bark. May I have your attention, please? We are picking up dog sounds east of the house. Red alert, red alert. Go to battle stations at once. I waited for Drover and Slim to spring into action. They didn't. You know what they did? Drover wheezed, groaned, and hiccuped. Slim snored. That was it. I was astonished. Okay, I would have to go into a higher order of barking, so I switched all circuits over to massive barking, took a huge breath of air, and got after it. Same results. Only this time, Slim also yelled, "Shut up, you idiot." Shut up, you idiot? Was he trying to be funny? Hey, I had been stuck out on the porch for the very purpose of... Didn't he realize that? Aha. It was then that I remembered the string. You had probably forgotten about it, right? Ha ha, not me. See, Slim and I had designed this very sophisticated, very complicated, high-tech alarm system, which used a piece of... Do I dare reveal our secrets? I guess it wouldn't hurt if you promise not to blab it around. Promise? Okay, we'll proceed into the deep dark secrecy of this device, which, by the way, spies all over the world would love to get their hands on. The heart of this device was a strand of high-tech, ultra-sensitive fiber optic string. On the house end, the string had been hardwired, as we say, into a receiving mechanism which we called a digital toe. The signals were activated on my end by a special electron scanning guard dog. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. We don't just blunder through our work in the security business. When we take on a job, we equip ourselves with the very latest in world-class hardware, software, and underwear. I've tried to tell you this before, but you thought... Better mush on with the story. Where were we? Oh, yes. I was just about to activate the so forth. I paused a moment to loosen up the muscles in my massive shoulders. You see, I wanted to be sure that Redbird, that was Slim's code name for this mission, I wanted to be sure that Redbird got a good clear signal on the fiber optical phooey. For the sake of convenience, let's just call it a string. Once you get started using these heavy-duty technical terms, they can become a burden, don't you see? The point is, I lunged against the string, sending a strong electrostatic signal down the, well, down the string. Redbird received the message. I knew he did because I heard him screech the code word that meant electrostatical message received. The code word was, "Ow!" which he screeched in a loud but sleepy voice. Then I waited for him to spring into snoring. He was snoring again? Hey, I had gone to a lot of trouble to send him a good strong message on the... Okay, if that's the way he wanted it, I would just send him another transmission, and if this one amputated his digital toe, that was his problem, not mine. I backed off, put some slack into the string, and hit it with a full head of steam. This produced another ow from Redbird, but it also broke the fiber optical string. I paused, cocked one ear, and listened. more snoring. I couldn't believe this. After all the training and preparations we had, what a dumbbell. I mean, we had a pack of wild dogs out there in the night, and Codename Redbird was in there sleeping his life away. And so was Drover, the little goof-off. And all at once, the success or failure of our mission fell upon my soldiers. Shoulders, I should say, fell upon my shoulders. A lot of your ordinary dogs would have shut her down right there and gone back to bed. Not me. To reach the rank of head of ranch security, I had endured many disappointments and had seen many examples of sheer incontinence. I would just have to wrap this case up on my own. I flew off the porch and went sprinting into the awful unknown. 20 yards east of the house, I switched all circuits over to Master Control's locator program called Who's There? My ears, which are very sensitive listening devices, began picking up the sounds of barking dogs. I made a course correction, veering left onto a new heading that appeared to be taking me straight towards the... Holy smokes, straight towards the weaning pen. This was looking bad, fellers, and I sure was wishing that I had a backup for this deal, but I didn't. It was me against the... whoever it was out there. I went to full throttle, grabbed a higher gear, hit afterburners, and zoomed on and onward into the spooky dark of nightness. On the spurt of the moment, I made the decision not to bark. Barking would reveal my presence to the scoundrels, and for this mission, I just might need the element of surprise. In fact, I would need every advantage I could come up with. Near the southwest corner of the weaning trap, I throttled back and came to a gliding stop. I peered into the darkness in front of me and saw... not much, actually. Just the shadowy forms of the calves. They seemed restless, nervous. They were milling around and looking off towards the southeast. I followed the direction of their respective gazes and saw... there he was! An unidentified stray dog. I studied his silhouette, the dark outline of his dark outline, and memorized every detail. Description: big guy, long nose, sharp ears, long, bushy tail. In some ways, he resembled our profiles of a prowling coyote. But I wasn't so easily fooled. See, our intelligence reports had mentioned stray dogs, not coyotes. Otherwise, I might have fallen for the coyote trick. Sometimes our enemies will switch profiles on us in an attempt to confuse us and throw us off the trail of the track. A lot of dogs will fall for it, but I had seen it before. There wasn't much these guys could throw at me that I hadn't seen before. I peered deeper into the darkness and spotted a second dog. Description: big guy, long pointed ears, sharp nose, and bushy tail. He was following the first dog. Did you notice that the description of dog two was almost identical to the description of dog one? That was a pretty interesting clue. It meant that both were using the same phony coyote profile. Perhaps they were too cheap to buy two phony profiles and had used the same one twice. Okay, we had smoked out two of the villains. That left... hang on a second whilst I do some calculations. 4 - 2 = 2. That left two stray dogs unaccounted for. I scanned the horizon, searching for the other two villains, which would give us our total of 4 stray dogs. I didn't find them. Well, that was all right. I had plenty of time. I was in no rush. I would just hunker down and wait them out. I hunkered down in the weeds and waited. Several minutes crawled by. Have I ever mentioned that waiting drives me nuts? Your active minds find it... I absolutely hate to sit around waiting, is the point. I'd rather take a whipping. At that point, it dawned on me what had happened. Miss Viola had miscounted. Her report had stated that she had seen 4 stray dogs crossing the road. But don't forget that she'd seen them at night, in the glare of her headlights. Headlights cast shadows, right? Okay, check out these numbers. Two dogs plus two shadows equals four impressions of dogs. Are you following all of this? I know it's kind of complicated, but notice that by using the dog shadow equation, we have arrived at the correct answer, the very number mentioned in Blue Heron's intelligence report. Oh, Blue Heron was Miss Viola's code name for this operation. Sorry. Well, all the pieces of the puzzle were beginning to fall into place. We had two stray dogs on the ranch, not four, and we had worked out the mathematics on it. Everything checked out, and now it was time for me to move into stage two. Advance towards the scoundrels for a closer look. I shifted into stealthy crouch mode and moved eastward on silent paws that made not a sound. Okay, maybe I stepped on a stupid twig, but otherwise it was a flawless. Sometimes they put out twigs and various other obstacles in hopes that we'll step on them and betray our position, don't you see? It was an old trick. We'd seen it dozens of times, so it was no big. The twig did snap and they heard it. I stopped, froze, eased myself down into some weeds. Dog one spoke.
Thought I hearding snap of twig.
Dog two answered. I could hardly believe my ears. Do you see what was going on here? The meaning of this intercepted conversation? Holy cats, it promised to blow this case wide open and lead the investigation into an entirely new direction. Maybe you missed it, so let me explain. See, Buster and Muggs were not only traveling through our country in phony coyote profile, but they were also using phony coyote dialect. What this meant was that they had gone to a fair amount of trouble to develop disguises for this job. I mean, I wasn't fooled by it, not for a minute, but it was slick enough to fool about 90% of the ranch dogs in the Texas Panhandle. In other words, these guys were clever. You don't often find such high-level preparation in stray dogs. Most of the time, they're just dumb mutts from town who drift out into the country to make mischief and get into trouble. But these guys, this was promising to be a very interesting case. And it was time for me to move into stage three. Confront them, expose them as frauds and charlemagnes, and order them off my ranch.